Town of Garner Town Council Meeting of October 1st, 2018.
October 1st, 2018.
Call the meeting, order, clerk, call the roll.
Mayor Williams?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tim Washburn? Councilmember Behringer?
Here.
Councilmember Johns?
Here.
Councilmember Kennedy?
Here.
And Councilmember Singleton?
Here.
Y'all stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Maybe sit. Y'all pray with me. Father God, thank you for bringing us here tonight. We ask that you let us have open minds and open hearts, that we make the right decisions for our citizens. And Father, we ask a special prayer on the victims of the hurricane.
Yes.
If they're still struggling, we ask that you work with them and that your hand reach out to help them. Now, all in Jesus' name we pray for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
Attention to the comments. Adoption of the agenda.
Yeah, I move that we adopt the agenda as it stands, if there be any adding or deletion.
Is there a motion? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Under presentation, I've added a proclamation declaring Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I ask Ms. Perry if she'll read the proclamation.
Whereas breast cancer touches the lives of Americans from every background and in every community across our nation, though great strides have been made in combating this devastating illness, thousands of women and men will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year, and tens of thousands of women are expected to lose their lives to the disease. During National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we honor those we have lost, lend our strength to those who carry on the fight, and pledge to educate ourselves and our loved ones about this tragic disease. And whereas the exact cause of breast cancers are unknown, understanding its risk factors is essential to prevention. Older women and those who have a personal or family history of breast cancer are among those at greater risk of developing the illness. Early detection is also key in the fight against breast cancer. Getting recommended screening mammograms can help to detect breast cancer early. Women and men are encouraged to speak with their health care provider about breast cancer and to visit www.cancer.gov to learn more about symptoms, diagnosis, and treatment. And whereas this month we stand with the mothers, daughters, sisters, aunts, and friends who have been affected by breast cancer, and we recognize the ongoing efforts of dedicated advocates, researchers, and healthcare providers who strive each day to defeat this terrible illness. In memory of the loved ones we have lost and inspired by the resilience of those living with the disease, let us strengthen our resolve to lead our nation toward a future free from cancer in all its forms. Now, therefore, Ronnie S. Williams does hereby proclaim October 2018 as National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. He encourages citizens, government agencies, private businesses, nonprofit organizations, and all our other interested groups to join in activities that will increase awareness of what we can do to prevent breast cancer.
Thank you, Kathy. Next is the consent agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor, vote by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. No public hearings. New and old business. Is that all on the agenda?
That's it.
Any committee reports?
The Public Works Committee will be meeting tomorrow morning on site at the intersection of Randmill Road and Main Street to look at a project there, and they look at what the the currently designed plans are for that area. And if time permitting, we may take a stroll through the rec center following that.
Very good.
What? You said Ben and what street now?
Randmill.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's the one that was discussed the other night.
Oh.
That particular project.
So that's in the morning, right, Buck?
Yes, sir. 9 o'clock.
Mr. Manager, do you have anything?
Just a handful of reports. You have Garner info in front of you. We're working on those items. A handful of downtown items wanted to make you aware of. Of course, we'll have Fireman's Festival downtown Saturday starting at 11 o'clock. There's also that same night is going to be entertainment at the GPAC. Lorraine Jordan and the Carolina Road will be playing. Next Tuesday at the GPAC, we'll have the United States Air Force Rhythm and Blue Jazz Ensemble on the 9th. Then wanted to make you aware that our unprepared storm cleanup and our yard debris collection is going to begin on Monday the 8th, where we've combined our typical unprepared cleanup with the storm, any storm damage that anybody had for vegetation, limbs and trees and those type of things, curbside. And a reminder that on the 11th there will be a Greenway meeting for the South Garner Greenway. That'll be at the Nature Center from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. Just providing information on the routes and to answer any questions of any of the residents or the public that may show up and have questions about that. The information we have is just preliminary on the routes. You know, we're just going to kind of show them what some of the ideas are and just receive feedback from the public. And the other thing I have is I think it's been maybe a month or two. We were instructed that we needed conflict of interest statements in order to receive grant funds from a state agency. And just a reminder that we need to have counsel and whatever relevant staff turn those in as soon as you can.
But how do one for capital just have to do two?
You have to do one on that specific form. If it's the same form, I guess you could just make a copy, but yes, you'll need one on that form.
A little bit of help on finding what I'm supposed to sign, I'll be glad to.
Yeah. We can resend a copy of the form to you.
Well, I'll just come in and sign it.
Anything else?
Oh, that's it.
Mr. Attorney, you have anything?
No, sir.
Council members, let's start with Kathy.
Yes, sir.
Jackie.
Please.
Right.
I just mentioned that a family used rented Whiteley Park yesterday, the Nature Center, for a family event, a wedding shower for my daughter and her fiance, and heard so many compliments by people who'd never been in the Nature Center. Just want to pass that along. Many people like the not only the park, but they've been in the park, but many people have not been in the Nature Center. So we're very well received. The staff was there. Yeah, nice job. Nice facility.
So,
pass
on
line. Next day, I guess we bank
still.
Don't have anything, and since that mic concluded, I'm moving to adjourn.
Sorry, good.
I believe we might have set a record out. Even when there was the Final Four National Championship on Monday, that we didn't get a visitor. 7:30, 7:35 has been close.
This kind of reminds me back in the 80s. Mr. Yelta was on the board. Mr. Yelta said, "Was it not even necessary for me to sit down? We're just going to pull the minutes and go home."
I'll second Mr. Kennedy's motion.
All in favor, vote by saying
aye.
Now I'm chit-chatting.